Hi, welcome to Rough Draft, your daily dose of essential web writing advice. I'm your host, Damian Farnworth, Chief Content Writer for Copyblogger Media, and thank you for sharing the next 4 minutes of your life with me. Now, this is episode 5, and it's called Keywords, The Love Affair with User Language, and it's brought to you by Authority Rainmaker, a carefully designed live educational experience that presents a complete and effective online marketing strategy to help you immediately accelerate your business. And we are holding this live event May 13th through 15th of this year in beautiful Denver, Colorado, at the stunning Ellie Calkins Opera House. When I say stunning, it is indeed. You should go and take a peek at the pictures online. But the lineup of speakers is equally as stunning. We've got author Dan Pink, punk legend Henry Rollins, fascination aficionado Sally Hogshead, the omnipresent Chris Brogan, Sean D'Souza, Pamela Wilson, our very own Brian Clark, Sonia Simone, Jared Morris, and so on. And not to forget the secret sauce of it all, right? Building real world relationships with other attendees. Now you can get all the details right now at rainmaker.fm/event. And we look forward to seeing you in Denver, Colorado this May. That's rainmaker.fm/event. Now, onto the show. So let me just confess something to you, right? Every time I hear the phrase keyword research, I want to stick a fork in my eye. I mean, what's such a boring, dry phrase? Who wants to spend their time researching keywords? But what's unfortunate is that what I find a very fascinating discipline has such a dull name. And in fact, it's sort of like meeting the most interesting person in the world and finding out that their name is Gasper Hicks. My sincere apologies to every single one of you named Gasper Hicks. So maybe what I'll do is create a campaign to change the name of keyword research. In fact, why don't you give me a holler in the comments if you have any suggestions? So keyword research, having said all that, it's a fundamental part of online marketing. It's especially important for freelance writers, online publishers, and bloggers. I mean, search engines love to crawl and index content and deliver good, original, relevant content to search users. But the way to get there, your first concern is to use the words your ideal reader are actually interested in actually searching for. And that will lead to good traffic for your site. Google will send you good traffic to your site when you use the right keywords. But the value of keywords goes way beyond SEO copywriting. In fact, close your eyes for a moment and imagine a world where search engines don't deliver traffic at all. So here's the question. Would keyword research still be valuable? The answer is yes. It's a definitive yes. And the reason is keyword research, at its essence, is really market research. It tells you what people are interested in and what relative numbers. Better yet, it reveals the actual language people are using when they think about those topics, which provides you with insight on how to talk to them on your blog or website. Because in the good end, really, good writing is nothing more than a conversation between you and the reader. So that information that you get from keywords, it's worth its weight in gold, right? See, long before the internet, long before computers, copywriters understood the value of keyword research. But they didn't call it keyword research, right? They called it market research. Legendary copywriter Eugene Schwartz said, 1 hour a day, read. Read everything in the world except your business. Read junk, very much junk. Read so that anything that interests you will stick in your memory. Just read. Just read, just read. He goes on to say, there in that stuff that you read, right? He goes on to say, there is your audience. There is the language. There are the words that they use, right? And that is what you are after, right? The words they use. So at the deepest level, keyword research really has nothing to do with SEO. It's about knowing your audience so well that you learn which words will grab their attention, earn their trust, and persuade them to subscribe to your newsletter, download your book, or buy your product. But in the end, all right, you write for humans, you will write the search engines. So when it comes to keywords, here's the mistake I need to point out, though. We obsess about those high-ranking keywords, right? A single word, a short phrase that gets 15,000 searches a day. I don't know, you know, something like beer or trumpets or Katy Perry, right? Wouldn't that be glorious to rank for those terms? Imagine the fame. Well, to be honest, there are a number of reasons it wouldn't be that great. I mean, think about it, right? So the mindset of someone who searches for beer or Katy Perry or God forbid, trumpets. I'm kidding. I mean, they're really in the inquisitive stage, right? They're just curious about the topic, something that could be satisfied by a very generic Wikipedia entry or something from a government site. But however, if the search term was something like where to buy Katy Perry B-sides in Manhattan, now that has a very specific motive in mind, right? But so another thing about those top ranking terms, they only actually make up about 30% of the market, right? So let me explain what I mean. Like, think of a graph, right? You have your vertical, right? Number of monthly searches. This is your vertical axis. And on that, from low to high, from you have your number of monthly searches, so the volume, right, that people search for that particular term. Then on your horizontal axis, you have the number of keywords. So as it goes out, the more keywords are in that phrase. Now, the top 100 keywords would be in the millions of searches. So it's very at the top of that, close into the vertical axis. But as the graph moves to the right, it slopes down dramatically as the top 500 get fewer searches and the top 1,000 even fewer, until you're in the keywords that get 1,000, maybe 100, more like 10 searches a day, right? Now, the other 70% are tied up in what we call long tail searches. And it's those long tail searches that will get you the better traffic. Now, in order to know which keywords, now I'm quoting Moz here for a moment. Now, in order to know which keywords to target, it's essential to not only understand the demand for a given term or phrase, but also the work required to achieve high rankings, right? So if you want to achieve high rankings for a term, if big brands take the top 10 results and you're just starting out on the web, the uphill battle for rankings can take years and possibly thousands and if not millions of dollars to get there. This is why it's essential to understand that keyword difficulty or keyword competition. But it's those rare searches that will really convert better and are a lot cheaper to kind of dominate and rank high on. I mean, they'll lead to more subscribers because they're people who are more in tune with you, the more downloads, the more their intent for information and for content is higher than people who are searching for beer or trumpets or Katy Perry. So that's what keyword search does. It matches content with precise user intent. In the end, you're using their language. I mean, for example, again, like books, like a phrase, books on how to become a better writer is going to outperform on the simple term writing better. The latter is pre-search phase. The former is they are actually interested in buying, right? Now, let me close with this, right? So let me ask you a question, right? I'll close with this. Will anyone actually read the online content you produce? I know that's a terrifying question, but it's an important one to ask, right? So if you're committed to building a popular and profitable site, you'll have to write, read, and talk about your topic almost every day for the next several years. You'll invest thousands of hours, quite literally gambling with your time. The question is, how will you approach it? Will you start writing and hope someone notices you? Or will you carefully research your niche, looking for the precise angle and language that will make your content irresistible? Now, I recommend the latter. It's never possible to know for sure. Now, it's never possible to know for sure whether people will like your content before you create it, but keyword research lowers that risk. Right? Do some keyword research and you can see how many people are searching for your topic in the search engines, and you can use it to compare different topics to each other and gauge their popularity. Now, in the future, I want to talk about links, the value of links, how to get links, that sort of thing, and the value that search engines place on them. But first, I want to continue this thread about content that uses the language of your audience. And in future episodes, we'll also talk about sort of keyword research tools you should use, because if you write to humans, you will write to surgeons. But in the next episode, we're going to talk about how to write blog posts, right, that Google loves, and you'll see why, but it's idiot-proof guide, right? You can't get this wrong. So stay tuned to that. And before I let you go, I need to ask you a quick favor. Please jump over to iTunes and give this show a rating. Give it a review. Leave a comment. It would mean a lot to me. It would show me that what I'm doing is actually providing value, and it would help the show to grow too. So I appreciate that. Thank you for your time. We went over a little bit, but hopefully I got you thinking about keywords and the language you use. Take care. Talk to you soon.